This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 11th of March, 2024. The PM 40 closed up again for the third consecutive trading day at 55.51, up 7 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400. Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was Rayonier Advanced Materials, which closed at $4.17, up 6.4%. Canfor Corporation also gained, closing at 4.7% at $12.56. Other winners were IT Tech Packaging, West Fraser Timber, and Clearwater Paper. The biggest decliner for the day was DS Smith, closing at $4.34, down 7.1%. Glatfelter also lost, closing down 5.7% at $2 even. Other decliners for the day were Quad Graphics, UFP Industries, formerly known as Universal Forest Products, and Relex Group. You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with a financial professional before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2024. Paparitalo Publications. All rights reserved.